When I lead bird walks, people think I can name all the plants we come across. They, of course, only ask about plants they don't know, which raises the probability that I won't know them either. Fortunately, there's someone in every group who, when any question about plant or animal identification comes up, whips out their cell phone, snaps a picture, and identifies it via iNaturalist, Google Lens, or another app. This whole process arouses enough interest to distract the whole group and ends my public display of ignorance. Sometimes I take nice photos of butterflies, moths, dragonflies, or other insects, various plants, and other non-avian forms of wildlife. When I get home, I can look them up in Sparky Stensas's wonderful Northwoods Naturalist series of books if they're from around here. If not, I use those apps. Unfortunately, every single use of those apps in the field or back at home involves AI. I consider identifying plants and animals a wonderful use, helpful to so many people new to nature, as well as those of us who've spent a lifetime studying and celebrating it. But in terms of energy and water consumption at huge data centers, it's no different from other uses of AI, and no easier to find out exactly how much consumption is involved. Ironically, the water usage, carbon footprint, and pollution generated at data centers harms the very wildlife these apps are helping us to identify. It took me a while to get good at using eBird, but now I use it whenever I go birding. eBird has an enormous database, but none of it involves AI. And using eBird in the field does not involve data centers right up until the moment we submit or share a checklist. Then our data is added to all the other data on the eBird servers, that is, the cloud. Many uses of technology are incredibly valuable, and eBird is a prime example. Sure, it's fun and useful for birders, but its value extends far, far beyond the hobby of listing, providing a huge, accurate body of information critical for bird conservation. Even more important, because birds are such incredibly useful indicators of environmental health, eBird's value extends to other forms of wildlife and to the health of habitats and ecosystems. The more gigantic eBird's database grows, the more valuable it becomes. And again, using eBird does not involve AI. Nevertheless, we must assess the environmental costs of any huge database with clear eyes before we can possibly determine ways of minimizing its environmental costs. Google Lens and iNaturalist, both AI-intensive, may be helpful for people trying to identify plants and animals, but I'd argue that when it comes specifically to birds, Merlin is a much better choice. It uses AI too, and is probably just as environmentally costly, though how can we possibly know for sure? But I am virtually certain that Merlin's database is more accurate. And if you have to use an AI process to identify a bird, you might as well go with the one most likely to get it right. And Merlin generates data used by eBird, so it has positive value beyond accurate identifications. What Merlin is most used for by most people now is real-time identification of bird sounds. In 2025, 11.6 million active users took advantage of Merlin's Sound ID feature alone. I've caught it in a few mistakes, but if it were being graded, its accuracy would earn it a strong A. I use Merlin a lot when I'm birding because my ears can no longer hear high frequencies. When I'm hoping to see a particular bird with a high-pitched song, such as a Lacan sparrow or golden-winged warbler, Merlin tells me whether one is singing anywhere near. It also picks out species I should have heard but wasn't paying attention to. But suddenly last summer it hit me that every moment I have Merlin on, it's processing every sound signal through AI, and there is absolutely no way of knowing what its environmental costs may be, though I know for sure that using it for 1 minute to find out if a particular bird is present consumes 1/60th of the water and energy of keeping it on for 1 hour. I can't begin to guess how many people have told me how delighted they are when Merlin tells them about cool birds in their own backyard or at their cabin, or when they're traveling and find totally unfamiliar birds. This is genuinely wonderful, and I sincerely celebrate Merlin's popularity and how accessible it's made birding. But wouldn't it be better for us and those birds we love so much if we knew and could minimize its environmental costs? AI, like every single thing any human has ever made, has costs and benefits. There are genuine, sometimes massive, real-world benefits of some AI processes. But unless we reckon squarely with the environmental costs of this mushrooming technology, we cannot begin to work out ways of minimizing those costs and mitigating the damage. Attention must be paid. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.